Hello, dear listeners. It is I once again, DJ Star Sage, and we are joining you from Her Majesty's carriage, but from a slightly different place. And I have a special guest with us today. It's Hubby Billy. Say hello, honey.
Hello.
So we have just spent a weekend away. And what did we get up to the last couple days, honey?
We went to an all-gay campground. And we shoehorned in a straight wedding. All in a weekend.
Yes, we went to what Baron Frosty likes to call the Naughty Boy Camp. And we met up with Baron Frosty and Dr. P. And we enjoyed ourselves out last night. We went to a Halloween party dressed in costume. I'll let Hubby tell you more about that. And certainly, Toppy Smelly was in our thoughts as he was going to be joining us this weekend. But as I mentioned before, his mom has been in poorer health. So, but I do hear that Mama Smelly, Sweet Mama, is doing better. So that's good to hear. But hopefully we can get Toppy to join us on another similar adventure. But honey, do you want to talk to the listeners about last night and what we dressed up as?
Well, we had a Halloween costume party to go to. Now, Halloween costume parties are fun, but gay Halloween costume parties are even more extravagant. And even if you think you're going out of your way to do something wild and insane, it's still tame. So, we were thinking about costumes a couple of months ago when we were thinking about wood nymphs and something to go with the camping theme. Well, I don't like to be normal, so I thought about doing S&M wood nymphs. So we proceeded to buy up all the funky floral and all of the accoutrements that go on the costumes to create naughty wood nymphs. DJ Star Sage was more leaf-based and oaky-based, and I was more, how could you say, plant-based. They were slightly slutty, but not too slutty. We do know that DJ Star Sage is still innocent. Haha. And so we spent a evening dressed as naughty wood nymphs, and the costumes consisted of rubberized tights and S&M harnesses, all covered in floral.
And, you know, imagine my surprise when Hubby is getting together the elements of the costume, and he brings home a pair of ladies' tights, and he asks me to try them on. Now, I have not participated in theater, and I don't normally dress up for parties, well, because you have to get invited to them first, but... So he marks some lines on the tights when I'm wearing them so that he can cut them. Then he has to give me a little tutorial on how one takes tights on and off so as not to stretch them out of shape or maybe even shred them.
Well, they were rubberized, so we painted them with housecock. Yes, housecock. Because he was woodland-based, we painted caulk on the tights so that there was bare spots where the fabric was so that it would still stretch, but there were heavy texturized chunks of caulks on the tight. Now, if you put them on wrong, the caulk would stretch and really not get its shape back. So he had his fun experience of trying on a rubberized outfit, and luckily, they were rubberized because it was slightly chilly in the barn. I think I could cut glass near the end of the night.
Yes, needless to say, Hubby was fairly bare from the waist up, whereas I was not, but I felt like one of the Lost Boys from Peter Pan in the outfit that I wore. We both had masks, and Hubby had made my mask with a mattress topper, one of those little memory foam pads, and it has texture in it. So he cut that up to make my mask and he painted it so that it looked like tree bark, and the texture was very on par there. You couldn't really tell from a distance that it wasn't tree bark. But honey, there was a little mishap out on the dance floor when we decided to enter into the costuming contest itself. Do you want to tell them what happened when I stepped out?
Well, it was all going well until Hobby DJ had this mohawk of twigs on the top of his head. It was quite fun and festive until he got caught in the chandelier. They had draped cobwebs and gauze from it, and he got caught in it. While I was making the costumes, I was taking care of the twigs, making sure they don't catch, and well, I got a little lazy towards the end. Well, so Hubby DJ got caught on the chandelier, and as I was making the costumes, I started to get a little lazy. And I didn't necessarily trim all the bark like I should on the top, and it caught like a fishing lure.
Turn right onto New York 436 East, then turn left onto Short Tract Road.
Madame Google is guiding us on our journey.
It got caught on the chandelier, and he got trapped. Now, one would think of that as a mishap, but I just thought that was funny as shit. It made the evening. Nothing like getting caught in a chandelier.
Well, I should also explain that not only were there cobwebs and the like hanging from the chandelier, but there was a little bit of bling in there in that they had... They had simulated pearl necklaces hanging from the chandelier, and I do believe that that's something that I got caught in. They weren't just dangling strands, but actual looped necklaces in the chandelier. But it was quite fun, and there were quite a few characters of interest to watch during the parade, as it were. Baron Frosty and Dr. P were there in their finery. Baron Frosty was dressed as a Western villain, complete with mustache and hat and fabulous eyebrows, I might add. And Dr. P was a 70s mod type. He had the big afro and he had sort of a caftan that he was wearing. And
it was a 1970s fabulous disco shirt and a cute little vest.
Now, do you want to tell some of the listeners some of the other characters we saw?
We had a few naughty Red Riding Hoods. We had a couple of scary ghosts. Lots of people in those PJs that you can buy that are onesies. And it seemed to be a theme this year for naughty stewardesses. There was a couple of them, and they were fabulous.
What I liked was one of the stewardesses came around with a cart, and she had put boxes of packages of pretzels that she was handling out.
Yes, there's nothing like a gay Halloween costume party. They are beyond anything you could ever imagine. They are the most fun. Never turn down a gay Halloween costume party.
Now, I'm not quite sure if they actually won the contest because they had categories, but one of Baron Frosty's favorites that was at the contest last night was a duo that recreated characters from a movie. Honey, what were those characters?
Baby Jane from the movie Baby Jane. And I forget the name of the lady from the wheelchair, but it was Joan Crawford's character, I do believe, from that, wasn't it?
I think so, yes.
Baby Jane pushed Joan Crawford's character in a wheelchair around the barn. And in her lap was a silver tray with the dead animal under the silver shaping dish.
It was priceless because the blonde who was pushing her sister around in the wheelchair kept saying, "But you are in that wheelchair, Blanche." And there were some really fun masks there as well. I hadn't seen this variety before, but there is a type of LED mask that you can wear now, and it looked like something straight out of an 80s music video. But it was quite fun. And, well, let's just say that among the contests that they had going on for the Halloween theme, they had some pumpkin carving, and, well, your mind can just wander with those because they had a few naughty entries. I'll give you a hint. If you look at my Instagram, there's a jack-o'-lantern behind Hubby Billy and I, and that's just a taste, as it were, of the fun from that night. But we are actually on our way home from the wonderful land of Oz, and we have a few stops that we're going to make to extend the enjoyment of our weekend. What kinds of things do you think we'll get up to today, honey?
Oh, we're going to find thrift stores, because I can't pass up a good thrift store.
So I'm sure that we'll get all sorts of inspiration for next year. We've already been talking about what we might do next year. Hubby Billy has got a friend that may try to join us next year, and hopefully we'll be able to get Toppy to go with us. And, well, let's just say if Toppy is out of ideas, we'll be more than happy to lend a hand. So it's a very picturesque view as we leave the Naughty Boy camp here in the hills of the Finger Lakes region. And we got to do a few fun things through the course of the weekend. We got to go to a cemetery, and as you may know from some of my past episodes, that's one of my other hobbies, is doing my family tree, my genealogy. And we got to go to the cemetery which held one of the first generation of my dad's family to be born in America. And it was quite a sight to behold, because this little town's cemetery was a little more vast than I expected, and there were some beautiful old headstones there. But some of the saddest parts of the cemetery were the beautiful old trees. Honey, do you remember what you saw as we were walking through there?
It looked like the original trees that were probably there even before the cemeteries were basically ripped apart from a storm recently. I would say there was about 4 or 5 of them lying on their side, and these things were at least 3 to 4 feet in diameter. It was some big wood.
Yes, this cemetery actually was surprisingly well maintained, which is not always the case for these small country towns, but it is something you could tell that the storm damage had been recent, because these trees were laying on the ground and they hadn't yet started to break them up. But what was the nicest surprise was when I got to my ancestors' gravesite, the headstone was so well preserved compared to a lot of them that I've seen from that time frame. It looked practically new, like it had just been placed there yesterday. So in my tradition that I've adopted when visiting a cemetery for the first time that has ancestors, I always bring flowers with me. So since there weren't any others there, I managed to leave the entire bouquet of my white carnations for my ancestor, which, not that it matters, would have been my twice great grand aunt. So, more importantly though, the first generation of my dad's family to have been born in this country. So, we had a lovely breakfast before we checked out of the Naughty Boy camp. What did you have, honey?
Oh, I pigged out. I had French toast. The horror, I had gluten, but who cares? It was tasty. And I had home fries and a big-ass pile of crunchy bacon. We normally don't eat like this, and we always say we eat super healthy, but sometimes you just gotta stick it in your mouth and enjoy it.
And I had sausage gravy and biscuits, and I had some eggs and home fries. And of course, when the server came to our table, the first thing he told us was that they were out of pancakes. And what did you ask for, honey?
I asked for pancakes, just to be an asshole.
Do you remember what our server's reply was to that?
Oh, yes, but DJ, why don't you say it?
Well, he gave him a slightly dirty look, but we knew he was playing because he had told us to every table he came to that they're out of pancakes. But he said, I'm going to touch your food. And he said, I'm going to touch your food with my infected toe. And I, of course, added, that's the one you stir drinks with, right? So this was just a mild glimpse into yet another wonderful weekend with hubby, and we are entering into the high holy days of the retail world, so not to get down in the dumps, but I know that these long weekends are far and few between as we get closer to the end of the year, so savor them as we get them, and that's what I intend to do today. So with that being said, I am going to let you go, and I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. Honey, do you want to say anything to the listeners before we go?
Well, it was nice talking to you guys again, and hopefully we'll update you on any thrift store finds we might have. DJ's not into them so much. Well, he was into the vintage jockstrap mini package that I found there for a buck a few weeks ago.
Shh!
But you know, we'll update you if we find anything interesting.
Alrighty, listeners, we will catch you later, and we hope you enjoyed your weekend. Bye-bye.
This program is a proud member of UniVoice. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at UniVoicePods.net.